You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A 66-year-old Baltimore man runs screaming for help when he sees two men in ski masks following him down the street. The two quickly catch up, shoving a gun in the man's face. Even as he hands over his valuables, the muggers attack, punching him, shoving him to the ground. Before they leave, one of them stomps on the innocent guy's head. The injured man, discovered by a passerby, rushed to the hospital.
Nancy, the entire disturbing incident caught on surveillance camera. The footage shows one of the teens leaping into the air to stomp on the victim's head. The victim, Bernie, describes feeling his attacker's presence before hearing them, like they snuck up on him. The two suspects are recognized from prior arrests, including carjacking.
Baltimore PD ID'd the attackers as teens, Montaz Bailey, 18, and a 15-year-old now charged with attempted murder. 100 Colorado firefighters worked to contain a 7,000-acre forest fire. At the center, they discover a dugout marked by a rock that reads October 2017 to July 2024, Rocket Dog. Rest in peace, buddy. It turns out Brent Garber, 63, trying to cremate his dog, covers the dog with wood and lights it. When that doesn't get hot enough, he throws in a spray can, which explodes, igniting nearby trees, eventually spreading to thousands of acres. Brent Garber facing two counts, felony arson. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In a significant decision announced Monday, the Supreme Court has opted not to take up R. Kelly's appeal, leaving intact a 20-year prison sentence for the singer, who was convicted on multiple counts related to child sexual abuse in Chicago. Robert Sylvester Kelly, widely recognized for his Grammy-winning contributions to R&B music, was found guilty in 2022 on three counts of producing child sexual abuse materials and three counts of enticing minors for sexual purposes. During the appeal process, Kelly's defense team contended that a shorter statute of limitation should have applied to the alleged offenses, which date back to the 1990s. However, his argument was previously dismissed by lower courts. As is customary, the Supreme Court did not provide any commentary on its decision to decline the case. The evidence presented during trial included graphic video footage that prosecutors stated depicted Kelly abusing a minor who testified under the pseudonym Jane, asserting she was just 14 years old at the time the video was recorded. In addition to this case, R. Kelly is currently pursuing an appeal regarding a separate 30-year sentence for federal racketeering and sex trafficking convictions handed down in New York. R. Kelly is currently serving his sentence at a federal facility in Butner, North Carolina. According to records from the Federal Bureau of Prisons, he is scheduled for release in the year 2045. Now to Manhattan's Upper East Side. Manhattan's Upper East Side, as two boys, ages 12 and 13, have been arrested in connection with an assault on former New York Governor David Paterson and his stepson, Anthony Sliwa. With more, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
New York police have now confirmed that the attack took place on Friday evening around 8:30 p.m. while the pair were out for a walk. The 70-year-old Paterson, who is legally blind, and his 20-year-old stepson both sustained minor injuries during the encounter. They were taken to a nearby hospital where they were treated for facial injuries. Paterson is also reported to have suffered injuries to his body. Authorities say at least five individuals were involved in the attack. The two juveniles arrested have been charged with gang assault, though their identities remain withheld due to their ages. The investigation is ongoing, with police asking the public for assistance in identifying the other suspects. The incident began earlier that evening when Sliwa, son of Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa, confronted a group of young individuals climbing a fire escape on 2nd Avenue. After warning them he would call the police, he later encountered them again while walking with Paterson. A confrontation ensued, escalating into violence. According to Paterson, his stepson defended both of them, though he was left with a facial wound that required stitches.
David Paterson served as governor of New York from 2008 to 2010, becoming the state's first black governor following the resignation of Eliot Spitzer.
Thanks, John. Sony Toe, 24, moves from Champaign, Illinois to Lawrenceville, Georgia to get closer to her sister. Sony keeps in close contact with her dad, regularly attending church, but it seems her mental health is spiraling. A month after her move, her sister can't find her. 2 days later, she's found beaten in the bed of a truck parked in the woods. Sony's taken to the hospital, but psychologists can't find a reason to hold her. She stays with her sister after release. New Year's Eve, she walks out of the sister's apartment, doesn't say a word. Last time she's seen. Her phone's turned off. She doesn't have a wallet or access to a car. Authorities now convinced she may have been trafficked. Sony, African American, 5'6", 150 pounds, brown eyes, black hair, usually worn in braids. If you have info on Sony Toe, please call Gwinnett County, Georgia PD, 770-513-5000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.